Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants' loss in Cincinnati. Joining me, as always, former Giants great Carl Banks. And Carl, kind of a unique start for the Giants. They won the coin toss, yet they elected to defer, so Cincinnati got the ball first.
Yeah, it was, but I think it really came down to the wind was swirling there, and I think they wanted to have the win in the second half.
Well, the Bengals take the football, and they march downfield, and on a first and 10 at their own 44-yard line, they set the tone early.
Play fake. Dalton will roll to his right. He's going to set. He's got Green wide open downfield. Makes the catch at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Blown coverage. Webster's talking to Stevie Brown, saying, where were you? 57 yards, and the Bengals are in front.
Watching them on film, you know, we always knew that A.J. is his primary target. You know, we let him get out to a good start with a busted coverage, and pretty much from that point on, you know, it was just a lopsided game.
Carl, obviously a huge communication breakdown. A.J. Green is free down the right side of the field.
Yeah, and that's sort of what has plagued this defense. You can play extremely well for a good period of time, and then there's a breakdown somewhere. So the communication, it seems like, has to get in order to prevent those types of plays.
Giants get the ball. They go three and out. Now, Steve Weatherford hits a gorgeous punt. 61 yards. It goes out of bounds at the 14-yard line. And Justin Tryon gets called for a penalty, running out of bounds without being touched. Huge mistake by Tryon and the Giants.
Well, for two reasons. Number one, you kill a very good punt, and you lose the field position battle. But more importantly, that exact same group that just ran down has to line up and run down again. And that makes it very difficult for the coverage guys to keep the same energy going.
Well, Weatherford had to punt again, and this time the results were drastically different.
Let's see how much this penalty hurts the Giants. Weatherford takes the snap. Spiraling kick, middle of the field, returnable for Jones, who fields it at the 20. Jones veers to his right, to the 30, runs out of one tackle, runs out of another. Jones to the far sideline. Weatherford chases him at midfield. Weatherford can't get him down. Jones to the 20, and Jones finally dragged down at the 10-yard line. A 70-yard punt return by Adam Jones. The penalty on the Giants, huge. Dalton out of the shotgun, back to throw, zips it off in the right flat. What a catch and touchdown by Andrew Hawkins. A one-handed catch as he ran away from Holsley. And the Bengals now lead it 13-0, extra point pending.
All right, Carl, a couple things here. We'll get to the touchdown in a second. But on the second punt, Adam Jones goes 68 yards. Mm-hmm. Weatherford missed the first tackle, hustled to get him the second time. But it's the four or five missed tackles within the first 10 yards that killed the Giants.
Well, it really was. Point of attack. Everyone's there. And Adam Jones makes four guys, I think maybe five, just flat out missed tackles. So you're not under control. Your head's not up. And you're tired because you just ran down the play before that. That's the cumulative effect of a five-yard penalty of running out of bounds.
And, Carl, did you just tip your cap to the touchdown pass to Hawkins, who made a one-handed catch? It looked like Holsley had pretty good
coverage. Yeah, that's a good throw and a good catch. It's not much you can do there.
All right, so the Giants get the ball back. They pick up one first down, but they have to punt the ball away again. Now it's time for our New York Presbyterian amazing play of the game.
Weatherford takes the snap, toppling kick, middle of the field. Tate on the run at the 20, tries to reverse his field and gets blasted. And the ball came loose, and the Giants say they have it. What does Mike Carey say? Giant ball at the Bengals' 28-yard line. Will Hill comes out with the football.
Carl, a big play by Chase Blackburn. Will Hill recovers the fumble. So now the Giants are in business. A spark that you thought might inspire this team.
Yeah, great field position there. Lining up just to get them right back in the game if they can get into the end zone.
Bradshaw goes for 5. Manning to Nix on a 10-yard pass play. So it's 1st and 10 at the 12. Then a short pass to Nix for 3 yards. Bradshaw for 3 yards. Manning to Bradshaw for a yard. Out comes the field goal unit.
You've got to be able to turn red zone opportunities into touchdowns instead of field goals, especially when you have a team on the road that has a little bit of momentum. You want to be able to answer that to kind of stabilize the game.
So the Giants are not able to capitalize. Lawrence Tynes kicks a 22-yard field goal. It's 14-3 as Cincinnati gets the ball, and they have possession of the ball at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back with the second quarter here on MSG as we continue with Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the second quarter. Bengals lead the Giants 14-3. Carl, the second play of the second quarter. Cincinnati has a 4th and 3 at the Giants 31. Dalton, incomplete pass to Gresham. Excellent job by Stevie Brown to break the pass up.
Yeah, it was nearly an interception, but he had really good timing on that play.
All right, so now the Giants get the ball at their own 31. This should be a boost for them. But they go 3 and out, and Manning on a 3rd and 4 has to run for his life and picks up a yard. But the pressure on the quarterback was the key.
Well, they had good coverage down the field and good pressure on the quarterback. It's a lethal combination if you are playing quarterback.
Bengals go on a long drive. They start at their own 30-yard line after a Weatherford punt. They go for it again on 4th down, Carl. They had a 4th and 2. The Jersey kid, Mohamed Sanu, has a big catch in that sequence. But talk about sort of the mindset of Cincinnati going for these 4th downs.
Well, I think when you get to a certain spot where it's too far for a field goal, too short for a punt, and you have confidence that your defense has control of the game, and that's the message that they sent. They didn't think the Giants' offense could do much.
All right, so the Bengals advance the ball. They have a 1st and goal at the Giants' 11. Now, to the Giants' credit, they hold Cincinnati to a field goal by Nugent of 28 yards. It's 17-3. So now, Carl, the Giants know they get the ball to start the third quarter, and they go on a drive with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the half. The Giants actually go for it on a 4th down and complete that with 1:17 to go in the half. But again, things just pressure on Manning. They get to the red zone, but again, it seems as if they can't really operate cleanly. Why?
Well, it just seems as though teams, when you get into the red zone, they change up, and maybe the Giants are predictable, and they'll have to look at that, but the pressure seems to be gaining more steam.
With 48 seconds to go in the half, the Giants have a 1st and 10 at the 14, and Eli Manning takes a 6-yard sack. He held the ball there. That's one where you normally expect him to get rid of the ball, then the Giants had to use their last timeout.
Yeah, and understanding where you are and what the game situation is as a quarterback, especially Eli Manning, get rid of the football.
All right, so the Giants wind up settling for a field goal, a 31-yard field goal by Lawrence Tynes. So they're trailing now 17-6 at this point, and that takes us to the end of the first half. When we come back, a third quarter that the Giants would like to forget as we continue with Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital after this.
Leadership is doing what you're supposed to do, doing the things that are going to make yourself better, your teammates better, and having that rub off on your teammates.
Touchdown, Giants!
It's being here first, working hard, and proving to the other guys that that's the best way to have success.
Manning back to throw.
He's got Cruz! Touchdown, Giants!
Big Blue, it's who we are.
Watch Big Blue on the MSG Network.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the third quarter. Giants trail the Bengals 17-6. And Carl, the Giants come out to start the third quarter, and they go 3 and out. It seems this year they're not coming out. A lot of times in the past we've seen them come out in the third quarter, put a good drive together. It seems like this year they're just not putting that drive together to start the second half.
Sort of symbolic of the inconsistencies that this team, there are some good plays, some bad plays. But this has to be a team that begins to assert itself.
Now, the Giants punt the ball away, but Cincinnati commits a penalty. So they have to start on their own 10-yard line, first and 20. Credit the Giant defense here because they get a three and out, and now they force the punt, and the Giants start at their own 47-yard line. Manning to Nix for 13. Bradshaw runs for 9. Bradshaw runs for 4 more. So it's first and 10 at the Cincinnati 27-yard line. The Giants trail by 11, trying to get a score here and really climb back into this game and pull within 4.
Manning takes the snap, shovels it off to Bradshaw, slips through a hole at the 20, backs his way to the 15, then fumbles the football. It's loose, and the Bengals have it. Bradshaw's third fumble of the season. And it's going to be one of those days.
Carl, a crushing blow for the Giants. I mean, you know, it's an 11-yard run. It's going to be first and 10 at the 16 or the 15-yard line. And instead, Bradshaw fumbles for the third time this season. How concerned would you be if you're the Giant coaching staff that this guy has now fumbled 3 times through the first 10 games?
Well, it's not a concern in terms of whether or not he's reliable with the football, but it's the untimeliness of those fumbles. You're marching in and you give up the ball. That's a momentum killer.
Cincinnati gets the ball back and they wind up punting the football away. So the Giants start first and 10 at their own 18-yard line, still down by only 17-6 when mistakes continue to mount.
Manning out of the shotgun on first and 10. Looks, nobody's open. Rolls left, his pass deflected and intercepted. It went off the hands of Brown and picked off.
You can say it was one of those days, but decisions, decisions, decisions. He had a lot of time to get rid of that ball. Then he just unloads it, and there's not even a receiver in sight.
I was just trying to throw the ball away. You know, wasn't trying to, you know, find a completion or force a completion, but just thought I could, make the throw. Obviously, the guy was, you know, pulling on me, and then I couldn't follow through. Kind of couldn't follow through, and this ball just popped up. So, yeah, you know, a mistake on my part. You know better. I know better than to do that. But sometimes you get in the moment, and made a bad decision. So I gotta, you know. Make sure I'm not doing that, putting our team in a bad situation.
Dalton in a shotgun set. Drops back to throw. To the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Gresham. Right to the middle of the field.
You know, we're not playing discipline. We're not being disciplined in our approach. And whenever you have something like that, you know, that's the outcome you're going to get. You know, we have to play discipline in our approach. We have to play the defense. We have to know what's coming. You know, we have to know what's coming. They didn't do anything tricky. They didn't do anything out of the ordinary that we didn't see on film. Like I said, you know, we gave them a lot of things today.
All right, Carl, the Sims interception, again, a function of pressure on the quarterback and nobody really getting open.
Well, yeah, there's pressure, no one getting open, so the quarterback ends up having to hold the ball and try to scramble a bit and throws an interception under duress.
Now, Andy Dalton had the worst quarterback rating in the NFL on third downs going into this game. And he threw the touchdown pass to Gresham. It's his second touchdown pass on third down as they take advantage of the short field. Why are the Giants not able to get these red zone stops all of a sudden, which they've been pretty good at this year?
Well, they didn't have the luxury of just getting into a defensive rhythm. They went in with one call. They had the perfect play call. There was a mismatch from size and everything through the slant route.
All right, so now the Giants are down 24-6. Cincinnati kicks the ball off. Giants start at their own 18-yard line. And once again, sort of a similar scenario. Third and 5, pressure on Manning, and the worst-case scenario happened.
Third and 5, Manning back. Under pressure again. Throws it downfield. Intercepted. Threw it right to Nate Clements.
Wasn't even close.
He gets tackled at the 13-yard line.
I'm sure he's trying to do, you know, everything in his power to right things. You know, if you listen to him in terms of the way he talks to his teammates, he talks exactly that way. It's, you know, we have a good team. We've done things very, very well here. We've got to, snap out of whatever's going on and go right back and play the way we're capable of playing. So you hear him talk about like that, and I'm sure he figures it's on his shoulders to spearhead that move. But it just didn't happen.
Dalton in a shotgun set. Takes the snap. He's back to throw. Zips it to the end zone, and the pass is caught. Touchdown, Sanu.
They came out and did what they had to do. You know, they executed their plays better than us, and they played tougher than us. They was the most physical team today, and, you know, you got to respect that.
Carl, again, pressure on Eli. The ball gets intercepted by Nate Clemens. Sanu on the third down, posts up Prince Amukamara, and touchdown, and kind of ball game over at this point.
Yeah, it was over. It started with a bad decision by the quarterback. He throws one up for grabs, and then, again, one play later, they're in the end zone.
Hey, you look at the three touchdown drives for Cincinnati of their four, and three of the four started 16 yards and in. Two interceptions and the punt return. Now, the Giant defense is allowed to hold them to a field goal in those situations, but you're putting a lot of pressure on your defense, and you're at least giving up threes along the way here. They got sevens, but it's hard to play when you're playing at that kind of field position.
It certainly is, Bob, and, you know, you don't even, your defense is at a disadvantage when they have a short field to work on running onto the field, but consistency. They just have to be better at all phases.
So the third quarter ends. The Giants have possession of the football, but they're down 31-6. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants trail the Bengals 31-6 to start the fourth quarter. Can the Giants get a little life? Maybe try to build a comeback, one for the ages in Giants history? Well, on the first play of the fourth quarter, the Giants had the right play dialed up.
Manning back. He's one downfield for Cruz, who dropped it at the 3-yard line.
Well, story of the day. Lack of execution, lack of focus, lack of concentration. You get an opportunity to hit one, and you don't come down with it.
It was just a long pass. I took my eye off it last minute, and as soon as I got my hand on it, they reached in there and broke it up, but I should have come down with it.
Carl, Victor Cruz, normally a big play guy, ball's right in his hands. He peeks at the safety, drops it. Giants probably aren't going to come back and win this game. But 6 seconds into the fourth quarter, if you can make it 31-13, at least you can get the Bengals to think a little bit.
Well, yeah, and it tells you that you're starting to get some things going too. But that's another missed opportunity, because if you do catch that touchdown, there's plenty of time on the clock.
Then on a third down play, Martellus Bennett just doesn't catch a ball that Eli throws on schedule. And it just seems that this team has gotten totally out of sync.
You couldn't say it any better. Out of sync is the perfect word.
The Giants finally get a touchdown late in the game. Andre Brown, a 2-yard touchdown run. He had a 29-yard run in there. Carl, as we sort of look at this game in its totality, you're going to look at the final numbers. And, okay, Cincinnati averaged 2.7 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. Dalton didn't throw for over 200 yards. But the numbers are not what they should be looking at, should they?
They should not. That's a mirage. Those are feel-good numbers that mean nothing, because you couldn't stop the touchdowns and turn those into field goals. You couldn't consistently get anything going in your passing game or your own running game.
Yeah, and the special teams as well for the second week in a row, with a couple of huge mistakes in there as well that hurt the Giants. After the game, a very stoic Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning, and Justin Tuck.
We didn't play well in any area, or well enough to win in any area. We had some bright spots and little spots here and there, but you know, when you're playing an NFL team, you cannot allow yourself to dig yourself in a hole. And our quarterback has got to drop back and pass the ball every play, and they can tee off on. I mean, that's not a formula. That's not our formula of winning. We got to get back to what it is that we do best.
You know, I thought that by winning today, we would be able to put ourselves in a better position, obviously, within our division, in terms of we have the bye and the other players, people in our division will be playing. So I just thought it would be a very good position for us to be in. It didn't happen, So we'll have to deal with it when we get back.
We still have a lead in the division right now. And the fact is, you know, we got a bye week and we're going to come back and we're going to have six games left. And it's all a matter of what we do at that point. The games we won, the games we lost prior to that, don't matter anymore. And it's a six-game season. And, if we can have a winning record, of those six games, we should be in a good position.
Well, Eli Manning is right. They still lead the division. They are at 6-4. Carl, how do you look at it, though, as far as trying to get this thing fixed?
The best way to look at it is not to look behind you and see who's coming. Keep pressing forward. Take a moment to look at everything that went wrong before the bye and get back to correcting.
They do control their own destiny in the fact that they did get off to a 6-4 start. How important is it, though, for this team to really start focusing in on some of the little things that seem to have gotten away from them?
Well, I think that is the most important aspect of it. And sometimes during the grind of a season, you just try to fight through it. But having the luxury of a bye at the most opportune time now where things are really starting to fall apart, you can really correct it.
All right, Carl, good stuff. We'll do it again in 2 weeks.
All right, Bill.
For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We'll be back in 2 weeks as we rewind the Giants and Packers right here on MSG.